All right. We're now joined by Alex Bowman, driver of the number 88 Exalta Chevrolet, who will be starting second tomorrow in the Coke Zero Sugar 400. We will open it up to questions for Alex. We'll start up front with Zach.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Hendrick has shown a lot of speed in terms of qualifying. Will this translate to teamwork tomorrow, and can you guys put it all together then?
Yeah, sure. You guys got me?
Might have to turn it on.
Got me now? Perfect. I sure hope so. You know, I feel like we've kind of gotten our butts kicked by some other guys working together a little better than we have the last two races. So obviously we've talked about that, and we're just going to try to learn and address the race as it comes. You know, it's really hard to predict how a super speedway race is going to go and plan exactly how it's going to go. But obviously we've got really fast race cars. I feel like mine's driving awesome. I didn't expect to qualify nearly as good as we did. So very pleased with our car. I think Greg and all the guys back at the shop have worked really hard at this package, and obviously it's shown to pay off.
Go to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Alex, given how Hendrick has run at other tracks this season, is this a real opportunity tomorrow night for you guys to maybe get the win and make the playoffs, given that at other tracks you guys really haven't contended as much for victories?
Yeah, I don't really think so. I think it's probably harder to pull off an entirely clean race and get a win at a speedway race. Obviously, it's kind of more of a wild card and anybody can win type situation. But we go to the racetrack every week planning to contend for wins. And obviously, we haven't shown the speed we need to this year, and we've struggled this year. But it's every bit as hard to stay out of somebody else's mess and stay out of trouble for 400 miles tomorrow night. So hopefully we can pull off a win. That'd be great. But kind of like Chase said, we haven't put all our eggs in one basket. And I think the biggest thing is just to get out of here with a good solid points day. Obviously, we are the cutoff line right now for the playoffs. So just can't afford to have a bad one.
Any additional questions for Alex?
Man, you guys gave Chase way more questions. Hurts my feelings. Nobody likes me. I wish people liked me as much as they like my dogs.
Bob Parker, CSPN. So I have two questions for you. The first is, you were talking about being right there on the bubble. I mean, are you incredibly nervous? When you get out of the car every day now, are you looking at point standings to see where you're at?
Obviously, I mean, you look at them because that's a big goal of ours, to make the playoffs. But I wouldn't say I'm nervous. You know, it's a different situation for me. It's something that I've never even been close to, being in a situation to contend to get in the playoffs. So I would like to get in by winning or to be more solidly in than we are. But I feel like we're making steps in the right direction to be able to do that. So as long as we can keep going forward, not have any bad days, and just keep running better and better and better, I want to get into the playoffs and advance and make it as far as we can, and hopefully go to Homestead and contend for a championship. I don't want to just make the playoffs and get eliminated in the first round by any means.
And some of the drivers have said the cars are running much tighter together in the pack. Have you felt the same, and how much of a concern is that for tomorrow?
Yeah, I didn't really think we had, at least I wasn't a part of any pack that I felt was big enough to really get a good idea of how the cars were going to draft. I thought my car drove fine, and I spent most of my time, I guess, at the front of the packs that I was in. So obviously a different viewpoint, but I think it'll be interesting to see tomorrow night. It's obviously typically a little bit more wild of a race, and we'll just have to wait and see what plays out.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. So since you didn't get as much of the practice time, how will you use the beginning of the race, or what are the things that you'll want to do the first part of the race? I guess, do you still need to figure out the car or how you approach that?
I was really happy with my car, so I'm not too worried about it. Obviously, starting up front with two of my teammates close by, I think if we can work together and keep the Hendrick Motorsports cars up front, that's the best way to the best outlook. But obviously it's a super speedway race. Anything can happen. There's really no way to control or really say what's going to happen or plan it. So just got to address the race as it comes and like I said, hopefully we'll keep all three of them up front and get William up there too, but we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Alex, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, guys.